Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for coming today, and thanks for making the effort to be here today. I'd like to start with an acknowledgement of country in Ngunnawal language. Dal Nuna, Dal Ngunnawal, Yangon Nalawiri, Dunimanyan, Nalawari, Dalawari, Ningada Dindi, Wangarali Jinyan. This is Ngunnawal country. Today we're gathering on Ngunnawal country. Always pay respect to elders, female and male. So good morning and welcome. I'm Sean Moisey. I'm the Executive Branch Manager of Education Care Regulation Support. And on behalf of SECA, I'd like to welcome and thank you for joining us for our first sector meeting of the year. Today's all about collective wisdom and quality, knowledge and experience that we have in providing programs for children. And we know that quality programs and practice support children's individual knowledge, their strengths, their ideas, culture, abilities, interests, and will have long-term effect as children and as they grow into adults. And quality programs requires ongoing commitment and refocus on best practice, critical reflection and change, and motivated by the quality improvement that we all want to see in the best interests of children. Before we begin, I'll do a bit of housekeeping. You'll find the bathrooms just outside the hall there. In the event of emergency, the SECA team will assist to evacuate, and we gather in the oval or the field that's just, I think it's over in that direction, but colleagues will help you get out of the rabbit warren that is Headley Bear sometimes. Please feel free to take calls, to have a stretch, to do things that you need to do. We know that as providers and services, you've got things that you need to attend to, so please feel free to do that. We've got audio being recorded today, and photos will be taken. If you don't want your photo taken, please just let the team members know that you don't want your photo taken. And the photos and the podcast and recordings will be shared with our usual SECA communications. On behalf of SECA and the sector, it's my pleasure to introduce the talented and skilled experienced guest speakers today. I'll just put on the agenda. We have Lisa Surrett, who's the manager of AIS Caretakers College and Childcare Centre. Yes, that's right. That's the right response. Rhonda Livingston, the National Education Leader for ASEQA, and thank you so much, Rhonda, for coming down. I know it was a some barriers to get through. Katie DeGioia, the Engagement and Impact Director of the Australian Education Research Organisation. We've been doing a lot of work recently with Katie and her team, and so welcome. Thank you so much for coming today. Dr. Sarah Tompkins, Research Fellow, and Rachel Armstrong, Research Officer, Education of the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies, IATSIS. We've got Gabby Milgate, the Nature Pedagogy Leader of Woden Valley Early Learning Centre, so great session with Gabby today. We've got Teresa and Thomas and Jess Annerly, the leaders of SECA's Quality Assurance Team. And we've got several SECA members here today. If you need anything, please don't hesitate to speak to them. So you can see there that I've also got a quick update on behalf of SECA, and then we'll hear from the Quality Assurance Leaders and Lisa Surrett about the Approved Learning Frameworks. I think that's the focus there. Then we'll have a short morning tea break before Rhonda comes on, and then we'll have breakout sessions from 11:30 a.m. to 12:15. Breakout session one is with Dr. Katie DeGioia. Breakout session two is with Sarah Tompkins. Breakout three is with Gabby Milgate, and breakout session four is with Teresa and Jess again. So please think about what you'd like to go to and be ready for that. So I've probably not got... So that's roughly our agenda. Oh, got the right way. Oh. Okay. So this is a quick update of a couple of things. Want to start with where we're up to with the National Quality Framework review and the implementation of those arrangements. Just to recap, the 2019 review did two rounds of consultation. We did state and territory consultation. We did a national piece. There are a lot of submissions and a lot of work going into considering what came out of that that NQF consultation. A document called Decision Regulation Impact Statement was produced as a result of that. And if you need links, please have a look at our website. I think it's got links, but definitely the SEEKA website has links to that document. If you really want to study it, I recommend going to the end, because that's where all the actual things that were agreed on are. So a range of amendments to national law have already been implemented. The new national regulations in relation to transport requirements came into effect on the 1st of March 2023, and there's guidance information published on the ASEQA website. If you've got any doubts or concerns, please get in touch with us about that one, because that can be quite a high-risk space. And further changes to national regulations are anticipated this year. We're not quite settled on the timing, but once that's done, we'll get back to everybody and let everybody know what's going on. And, of course, all the usual guidance and material, implementation material will follow. The approved learning frameworks are both approved, and that's part of the conversation today about what's in them. So I really encourage you as providers and services and staff to familiarise yourself with those new approved learning frameworks. They will work side by side with the existing ones until early 2024. And Teresa and Jess are going to give you a bit more of an update on that as they go through their stuff. The National Workforce Strategy, Shaping Our Future, was a great collaborative effort across all jurisdictions to get that landed. And now that there is a very strong policy alignment of all governments around early childhood, that is a major focus, including a focus of National Cabinet. Very interested to see how that's going. They really want to follow through on that. So it is a 10-year plan. But it is broken up to, three tranches. What's immediate, what's medium-term, what's long-term. The aim is a sustainable, high-quality workforce that's appropriately remunerated and has that long-term vision of quality, both for the experience of staff and for the experience of children. Just trying to make sure I've covered everything there. So there are specific things in that are more immediate than others. One of the things will be, one of the things that's important is that strategy informs and was informed by the ACT government's early childhood strategy set up for success, and a specific workforce strategy is being developed in alignment with the national workforce strategy as well. So have a look at if you go onto the ASEEK website, you'll see the implementation and evaluation plan, which steps out all those matters. And as I said, there's three tranches for that. There'll be times where we might be asking you to have a look at some things, and I appreciate we do come to the sector a lot, and we do come to leaders in the sector about things that are going on. But I'm pleased to say, this is not all about COVID. This is about all of the things about quality and about professional development. Now, I wanted to give a bit of a quick look at the results for the ACT for the workforce census. Sorry, I haven't gone through all of it. There you go. I haven't done all the slides properly. All right. Now, this, you'll see this, so don't feel that you have to take a photo or copy it down, because we'll get a document out, but essentially we've taken the workforce census and isolated the ACT specific data from the workforce census, and we'll publish that. There's a couple of things that are specific to our jurisdiction which may assist in relation to workforce, and that is that, for example, we have a higher percentage of educators in out-of-school hours care workforce than the national average. We've got a higher proportion of younger workers in the ACT under 24 years old, is a higher proportion than the national average. We've got educators working in the sector that have lower levels of experience than the national average, 54% of the ACT's workforce, this is 2021 figures, have 3 years or less experience in the sector compared to 43% nationally. So that's an issue that Seeker's turned its mind to in relation to how we're dealing with the incidents and events that are happening, and also the needs of the sector in relation to such a new cohort being a significant part of the sector. So educators in the ACT sector are less qualified than the national average. That gives you the years. But things like 8% of educators hold a bachelor's degree or above, compared to 11% nationally. 27% hold an advanced diploma or diploma. Probably more likely that's going to be mainly diploma, compared to 37% nationally. So that's a 10% difference. And 24% hold a certificate 3 or 4 compared to 26% nationally. So the number of educators studying is similar to the national average, but this is an example of something that can be done that will be part of contributing to the workforce, the national and local workforce strategy. The more colleagues we can get studying, the more colleagues we can get finishing vocational and tertiary, the better overall the trajectory is. The other really important figure is that, a couple of important things. We have studying a tertiary qualification, bachelor's degree, 9% in the ACT compared to a national average of 8%. So that's great. We're on the right trajectory, but we would advocate that we need to go further and have a lot more people studying tertiary. One really key point is that 58% of the ECEC workforce in 2021 was paid above award wages, compared to the national average of 34%. So that's telling us something about the circumstances that we're working through, and I totally appreciate that, you know, workforce is a daily, weekly, monthly issue for everybody. So that segues nicely, I hope, to the Early Childhood Degree Scholarship Program. And it's the program as it's formed now is part of Set Up for Success, the Early Childhood Strategy for ACT. And the idea is to expand the number of people who have tertiary qualifications who are in the sector. And, of course, the beauty of the current scholarship program is that it enables people to study while they're working, and it's a three-way agreement between the student, the employer, and Seeker on behalf of the ACT government. So it's a great way of having clarity about what's going to happen when somebody's studying tertiary, getting financial support up to $25,000 for student, and I think it's up to $4,000 for the employer when the student has to do practicals and be away for those parts of the qualification. So it really is aimed at increasing. It's got a long-term focus. And I wanted to say that since we actually started the tertiary degree program, we've had 91 people go through. And since the reformation or the reworking of the program under the under Set Up for Success, the retention rates are looking fantastic, and people are making great decisions about how to build that into their work life, and providers are being really, really good. Employers are being really good about organising that as part of the person's work. And it means it also taps into the kind of career path that we know that is contemporary for the sector. I'd like to also just encourage people that it's not a program that's limited to when you're starting the qualification. If you're halfway through, if you're in your last year, please put an application in. We'd rather have it's actually better for the scholarship program as a whole if people are finishing consistently. So we do have a swathe of people that will be finishing, you know, over the next 3 or 4 years, but we've got a range of people who are finishing earlier. So having that mix is great for the sector and it's great for the program as well. So I really encourage you to have reflection on that. And it's great support, and who wouldn't want to have access to the funding that's available under the scheme. And this is a lovely photo of Stefano Pesari, who's a 22 recipient, and he's just signed his agreement. It's a great photo of Claire as well. So that's lovely. So one of the great positive things that we get to do as regulators, which is good. All right, I think I've covered off everything there. So the first round for this year is opened. So we've got up to 8 for this round. So it's open. Please have a look, and I encourage you to put an application in. And there'll be a second round in the second half of the year. So the idea is we keep adding, and people finish, and we move through. Minnie and Mary have got a table out outside the hall. If you want to talk about the program in more detail, ask some more questions about it and how it works. So they're available to talk to you about that. Okay, I think I've covered everything in the update. I'd like to hand over to Teresa, Jess, and Lisa as well to do.